gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Stefan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is... here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambert.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will love. You can find it at vitacraft.us, walmart.com, or you can get it in pet stores. SCOE 10X. Love it. Love it. Love it. Can't say enough about it. It's an odor eliminator that actually does work. And you can only get it on their website at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats give your dog a healthier life. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, Italy. Join me next year for a great trip put on by Colette Tours. You can call them at 800-581-8942, and the booking number is 1382009. This is Talkin' Pets. And Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa.
That's everything.
Happy Festivus. You got to get everything in there. So, KK, Karen's with us. So if you have training questions or behavior questions about your pets, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. We have a special guest joining us in about a half hour, Dr. Susan Kimmel. Ooh. She's a veterinarian specialist, medical director, and she is going to be filling us in on some holiday do's and don'ts when it comes to our pets. She's with the VCA Animal Hospitals, and their website is vcaholidays.com. Stay tuned for that when she joins us, but I am mesmerized by a video that Karen showed us before we started the show, and she's training a dog, get this, training a dog to trim its own nails.
She files her nails.
Right, to file the nails.
Yes.
Which I think is fascinating.
Yes.
So, fill us in.
Well, have you taught a dog to shake hands? Most people have. I took some lumber. And I found some 3M anti-slip tape, and I made my own nail file. And this dog, I told somebody I would house sit for them. And this is Dalwhinnie. She's my friend, my little black friend there. And she hates to have her nails done. So since the mom was going to be away for 9 or 10 days, I thought, well, I have all day long with this dog, nothing else to do. So you just, I lean the board on me and we do right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, well, paw, you know what
right,
I mean.
Right, right, right.
I did make the mistake with one dog way back when I was first playing with this, where she did both at the same time, and it's not as convenient. I think when they do right, left, it goes into what's a dig. They're actually digging on the file. The first time you train, they get them short enough that you have to stop because they can feel that. And they don't want to do it anymore, which I wouldn't want to either. So then you take a month off and then you go back and do the nails again. But pretty soon she'll just do her own nails, the front ones. The back ones are harder. They can be done.
So my question was, with the dogs doing that and putting their paws on there, does it affect their pads of their feet at all?
No, I don't know what it is that they seem to understand right away. It's their nail. They don't want to rub their paw on that rough thing.
And they'll instinctively just do it on their own?
I've got my hand in a tree, you know, for you give me your paw, okay? And then, you know, I narrow the treats down. I want 2 paws, 3 paws, 6 paws, you know, before you get a treat. But, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And the dog will do it for you.
I think it's a pretty cool technique, and that's the first time that I've seen something like that.
There are other people online, and I still have an old video of Hyena doing her own nails on there, too. Chocolate Labrador Hyena doing her nails. It's on YouTube someplace.
Like a hyena?
No, I call her name. Her call name was Hyena.
Well, that's what I figured. But so you're gonna have to send that video to me so I can put it on at Talkin' Pets Radio, which is our Facebook and all, our social media. I'd like to put it on there and have people see it.
Figure out how.
So
yes,
but yeah, pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you at 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. 818-818-6401. And let's talk about your pets. So Karen's here to talk about your training questions and all. And what kind of dog was that, by the way?
She seems to be a mixed breed.
But she's bigger.
She's a larger dog. She's more Labrador size. Mm-hmm. She did have a bobtail. And I believe she was probably a mixed dog. But she's very loved.
So that would work for any size dog, though.
Yes, you could train any size dog.
And what was the board made of?
It was just a piece of lumber found at Home Depot in the scrap bin. You know, it just looked like the right size.
But what did you attach on it so it trims the nails?
At the time I bought it, it was 3M anti-slip tape. And you would, like, if you, on this step here, if it's raining and you don't want people to slip on that step, you could stick it down on the stairs or other ladders or anywhere where someone might slip. Mm-hmm. And I just put a couple strips of it on the wood, and ta-da, I have a giant emery board.
That's pretty cool.
And it worked well. It worked pretty well.
So Karen not only deals with training and everything, so you can call with your questions on that, but you also deal with agility, and you've run courses in agility.
Oh, yes.
I remember the one time, I don't know if it was when you were on the course, but I went there, and somebody that from the show was there, it was a long time ago, and I watched a basset hound try to run an agility. I felt like I was about ready.
I think I know the owner of that dog.
I was about ready to fall asleep.
Jerry's dog, probably. Yes, the dog's name, if it's a dog I think of, her call name was Tougher Than Hell. They just called her Tougher. And she would waddle up to the jump, and she would heave this sigh. And then she'd jump over the jump. And then she'd go to the next one, and she would heave a sigh. And then she would jump it. And unfortunately, a lot of us that got involved in the sport when it was new, she always ran out of time. I had a 24-inch dog that knocked 1 or 2 bars on every course. She just couldn't quite make it, you know? And so now there's lower jump heights, and now the times are more generous, or you can enter a slower class if you like. Where the Basset Hound might even be able to earn a title nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I watched this Basset Hound run this course, and I was just like, oh, wow,
okay. He did it for entertainment purposes,
right.
I'm sure.
It was very slow. It was like everything. It was like watching a sloth try to run the course. So it was like very, very slow. But the dog did good, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took forever, but the dog did good.
Labrador fetches the cone with the number on it, you get a zero.
Got a huge applause as well, after that. So
yeah, she was very entertaining. If that's the best that I'm thinking of, too many.
Happy holidays to everybody out there. We hope you're having a great holiday season. We'd like to hear from you. We are live, and give us a call at 818-818-6401. And a big welcome to WDLA AM 1270 in Walton, New York, to Dawn and Chase and the gang. This is Talkin' Pets.
Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942. And refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
A Des Moines woman has been charged with animal torture after police say a dog was found dead and tied up in a suitcase at her home. Back in October, court records say law enforcement officers responded to the home of 26-year-old Kyra Johnson in the 1900 block of Tim Street in Des Moines to investigate a report of suspicious activity. During a search of the home, a criminal complaint states that officers discovered a suitcase in a shed on the property. Inside the suitcase, the complaint says officers found a deceased dog. Officers noted that the dog's front paws were bound with tape and a cord was wrapped around the dog's neck. According to the court records, a second dog at the home was observed to be inside a kennel that had excessive amounts of feces and urine. Court records state that ownership of the dog was transferred to the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. Johnson was arrested and booked in the Polk County Jail on Wednesday. She has been charged with animal torture, first offense, and animal neglect with serious injury or death. She's being held on $5,000 cash-only bond. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for December 22nd. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Still praying for me to start changing my ways. 30 years old and still acting a fool. Damn, you're the same kid you met back in school. I thought I might have lost you. Yeah, I thought it might have cost me the love and the light of my life. But now I got locked up. Everything went wrong. But now I got messed up.
Hey, this is Dave from Lady Antebellum wishing you a healthy and happy holiday season.
And once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, 818-818-6401. Really sad situation that somebody would actually do something like that. But, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. I'm not really sure, but the way I look at people anymore is a lot different than I used to look at people when I was younger. It's becoming a very bizarre world. And people are doing, I don't know if I'm just watching the news too much, but people are doing things that I can't believe that they're doing. Just like this one, locking a dog in a suitcase, and finding that, you know, the dog dead. And, you know, the thing is, Karen, too, is like, I know there's people out there that wish to do well by having a whole bunch of animals move into their house. I think in their head, they feel like they're doing the right thing. But it's called hoarding. And it happens not only with like merchandise or whatever it may be that you hoard into your house, but it's also the fact that
animals.
Uh-huh. And in their heart, I think they believe that they're doing the right thing.
Oh, I know they think they're doing. I have a good friend.
But when you find that all of a sudden authorities walk in and you see there's feces everywhere and dogs or cats or whatever are underweight.
No, it might not even be inside. It might be outside.
Right.
Where there's too many chickens and too many horses. And horses eat a lot. You've got to pay a lot of money to feed them. And, you know, in this economy, people could get into trouble
yeah.
with that. And you love them, and but you don't want them hungry or overfed, either one, you know.
And I want to believe that in their heart they feel like they're doing the right thing. But there's got to be a point where you look at yourself and go, wow, what am I doing to these animals? And some people will fight back on you, and they'll say, well, here's the thing. If I turn these animals into animal control, 7 days from now, as the saying goes, they're going to end up being euthanized. There's truth in that. There's that possibility that that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also look at it in terms of, like, what kind of life are you giving that dog or cat by not having the money to feed that animal, and that animal is wasting away?
Mm-hmm.
it's a bigger torture on that animal to watch things like that happen to them.
And it might not even be money. Maybe they're out of time. They work too much, or one of their partners moved out, mm-hmm. or something like that, and they're trying to handle all the animals with half the people.
Right.
And ended up in trouble. And they, when they see it affecting them as a human being, uh-huh. it's time to reach out to your friends and family or anybody and tell them, hey, I've gotten over my head here. Could you help me out?
But the thing is that if they do get over their head and they do have animals that are dying and malnutritioned and so on and so forth, medical issues, and then someone reports them, then there's a whole bigger Pandora's box opening up there, because not only with the animals, but that person that thinks they were doing well is going to end up in jail or a huge fine. And then at that point, the majority rule is they're not going to be allowed to have an animal again.
That's quite possible, too. Yeah, I know. If it, you know, in my situation, I would go to my friend and say, look, let me take a couple of these birds, cats, horses, if I could figure it out, and take them somewhere. I wouldn't do any reporting. I would try to just find homes for a couple of the animals until the person got it to a manageable level, if there was a way to do that. You know, these are all hypothetical situations.
Right.
I can, in my area, there's some women that I worked with because I had strays on my, and I still feed Sunny. She's the only one that comes up to me, and I feed her outside. I worry about her. I do see stray cats. I'm assuming they're stray, wandering around. But Sonny's kind of like become my buddy.
Yeah. Screamer's my outdoor cat.
Yeah, and it says I worry about getting hit by a car or anything like that. That would devastate me. But the thing is that I took the initiative with a couple of women here in my region, in the Tampa Bay region where I live and where we produce the program all across the country. But I met these women. I got in touch with them, and they do a great job. They go around the neighborhood, and they trap the cats. And then they spay and neuter them. So it's the trap and release program. Mm-hmm. And Sunny is now spayed, mm-hmm. so she can't have another litter. And thankfully for that, and these women did a great job, because of the fact that she, as soon as she had one litter, she was already going to have another one.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that out when they spayed her.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it works with cats. So if anybody argues with the trap and release program, I think it's one of the better things, because you're not putting the cat into a shelter, and you don't have to worry about it being euthanized, but then you're letting it keep out in the environment where they do...
Oh, they do. Excellent.
They do go after birds and everything like that, so
they take care of bugs, too.
Right. But the thing is that they can't procreate, and that's the best part about that whole program.
And if we keep everybody fed, we have a thing going. I mean, we've got bird feeders. I feed the squirrels. I have Screamer and Murgy and Boots outside. So we just keep everybody fed. So no, but they play chase, but nobody's going to eat somebody else, I hope.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Coming up, Dr. Susan Kimmel. We're going to be talking with her from VCA Animal Hospitals about the holidays. This is Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse, and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident,
and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A zoo in West Java, Indonesia has released the first photos of the country's first locally born giant panda cub, a healthy male named Satrio Wiratama, known as Rio. Born on November 27th to 15-year-old panda cub, or 15-year-old panda mom, Hu Chun, Rio is the result of a decade-long conservation partnership between Indonesia and China that began when giant pandas Hu Chun and Kai Tao arrived in 2017. Rio is showing strong signs of health, including loud vocalizations, good nursing, and steady weight gain. He's being monitored around the clock. Over the next couple of months, he is expected to grow fur, open his eyes, regulate his body temperature, and begin moving around more. The cub is not yet viewable by the public as the zoo focuses on the well-being of both mother and baby. Indonesian president announced the cub's name during a meeting with the top Chinese official. Giant pandas are very difficult to breed and highly symbolic in China's global panda diplomacy. Fewer than 1,900 remain in the wild. Through conservation efforts have improved their status from endangered to vulnerable. Panda newborns are tiny, fragile, require intensive care in their early weeks. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
Another year has passed. As we look back, smile at the times we've shared and enjoyed with family, friends, and our furry companions. Cherish those moments and live on through their memories. And for those of us that have lost close members in our lives, believe in the thoughts that we will be joined to once again smile onto each other and wipe away the tears of sorrow from time gone by. Look into your hearts and appreciate life and the ones that share our present time together. May you all have a joyous holiday filled with good health and the love of family, friends, companions, and of course the unconditional love of our pets. Happy New Year to you all, and may the angels in life shine down on you with open arms of guidance. From our hearts to all of yours, live with love and soar on the wings of the angels that surround your lives. True happiness comes from within, and not from what surrounds you on the outside. Live well, live long, but mostly live life with ones who love you unconditionally and feel the angel's smile on your souls.
And welcome back to Talkin' Pets. I want to invite onto the program right now Dr. Susan Kimmel. She was born and raised on Long Island, New York. She received a Bachelor of Science degree with honors in 1992 from Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. She is a graduate of Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine in 1996. She then completed an internship in small animal medicine and surgery at the Veterinary Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, PA. Dr. Kimmel remained at the University of Pennsylvania for 2 years as a faculty member, where she taught student interns and residents in small animal internal medicine. In 2003, Dr. Kimmel joined Veterinary Referral and Emergency Center of Westbury. Dr. Kimmel is published in the fields of diabetes mellitus, also intestinal disease, pancreatitis, electrolyte abnormalities, thyroid disease, asthma, and liver disease. When not at the hospital, Dr. Kimmel interests include exploring the beaches and the waterways of Long Island by boat, traveling, and spending time with her husband, three daughters, and their two dogs, Kona and Bacon. I want to welcome onto the program right now of Talkin' Pets, Dr. Susan Kimmel. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you on. And, you know, this time of year when we're celebrating, of course, the holidays, there's a lot to be concerned about if you're a pet mommy or daddy. And I wanted to get some advice from you regarding the holidays and our pets. So I'm going to start right off with what do you consider actually be the most common holiday hazards that pet owners should be aware of?
Some of the most common holiday hazards are the ones right inside our homes, the things that we bring into the home to decorate, ornaments on the tree, for example. We really want to stick with the shatterproof ornaments and avoid using tinsel. Those things can cause some serious internal issues if they're swallowed. I'd also want to avoid any edible types of ornaments, especially on the lower part of the tree. If you have anything that's made of like salt dough or popcorn balls or strings of cereal on your tree, you're going to want to put them higher up on the tree where they can't get to them, dogs or cats. You know, you want to keep them out of paw's reach. Also, with gifts, when we open gifts, promptly discard any wrapping paper, string, ribbon. All of those items are really fun to play with for our pets, especially cats. Nothing cuter than watching a cat play with some ribbon, but it's really dangerous if they ingest that ribbon. So take that away right away. This time of year, it's really nice to have like a roaring fireplace and some candles lit. Just remember, it poses the same burn risk to our pets as it would to us. So just make sure they're always at a safe distance from those sources of fire.
So I got to ask you, one of the common questions that come up during the holidays is if my cat does get into ribbon or tinsel or something of that type, more so than dogs, and it's coming out the other end, if you know what I mean.
Don't pull. Don't pull. I mean, that I would definitely contact a veterinarian or go see the veterinarian through the emergency room if needed. Oftentimes they are hung up somewhere further up the line and pulling can cause some trauma. So you definitely want to have them evaluated before pulling on anything. But that's a good question.
Another thing, too, is a lot of people like to put poinsettias and different plants around the house because maybe they're having a holiday party. Can you tell us some of the plants like poinsettias that maybe they should not be putting in the house because it could be detrimental to the dogs or the cats?
Yeah, absolutely. You're very correct. Poinsettias can be hazardous, but also mistletoe, lilies, holly, amaryllis. These are all festive seasonal plants. And if they're ingested, they can cause some significant gastrointestinal upset. So it's really just best to keep them out of your pet's reach. If you do have them in the home, you know, that's fine, but make sure that they're nowhere near where the pet can get to them. I'd also mention the tree. People worry about, is the tree toxic? But usually the holiday tree itself is not toxic. But we do want to make sure that the water in the tree stand is not something your pets can get to, because I do see a lot of the times dogs and cats like to try to drink out of that. But because it can contain fertilizers, bacteria, and mold, you really want to make sure that they don't drink that water.
So Dr. Susan Kimmel is brought to us right now by VCA Animal Hospitals, and there's a website, vcaholidays.com. I also wanted to ask you, on some plants, are the leaves bad? Like poinsettias, for instance. Is it the leaves or is it like the little berries that are the, you know, detrimental parts of the plant?
Well, for some plants, it matters, but for poinsettias and most of these plants, any part of the leaves, berries, flower, you know, they really should avoid because it can cause gastrointestinal upset. And yeah, if anything were to arise this holiday season, you know, that's an emergency, they can go to vcaholiday.com and they can get 50% off an emergency exam now through January 9th to help out, you know, if your pet finds themselves in an unforeseen situation.
That's really good to know because, you know, during the holidays, I'm sure there's a lot of emergencies that happen with our pets because of what we're talking about right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there are some other foods, you know, we can talk about that are just downright toxic. And even if they don't act sick from it, it would be worth a call or a visit to a veterinarian. Chocolate, grapes, raisins, onions, and xylitol, which is a sweetener used to sweeten some sugar-free candies and treats. All of those things should never be fed to a dog or a cat. Even a small amount, depending on the size of the animal, can be toxic and even lethal. So you really want to avoid that and contact a veterinarian or use that emergency visit to have that looked at.
You know, xylitol, a lot of people aren't aware, but now they put it in peanut butter. So you got to be very careful with that as well.
100% agree. It's pretty dangerous. And, I've wished for a long time that the companies that make these foods would put little warning labels on them for pets. But I haven't seen that yet.
That's a great idea. I like that idea. So if you pursue it, let me know. I'd like to back you on it.
Okay, will do.
So why should we indulge in no scraps or holiday leftovers? I mean, I know why, but a lot of people think, oh, a little bit of turkey, a little bit of ham, dot, dot, dot. But it's not good for them, is it?
Yeah, it may not be good for them. And I will definitely admit that sometimes we get away with it and the pet seems fine. But a lot of these foods are things that are fattier or richer, spicier, or just different. They're not foods that the pet is used to eating. So any change from their normal routine can cause some gastrointestinal upset. So it is really important to politely remind your guests, please don't slip my pet any food under the table, no matter how well-meaning you are. It's not going to be good for them.
So Dr. Susan Kimmel, there is a company that came out a year or two ago, and I'm curious on your answer on this one. They came out with a tree for a cat, a Christmas tree that you can put up, but it has like steps for your cat to climb the tree. What's your opinion on that?
I honestly have never seen that. That sounds kind of interesting. I think, like I said, the tree itself is not usually toxic. So it may not be an issue. It may be something fine as long as what they're able to get at by climbing the tree is not going to be dangerous to them. No tinsel, no ornaments they're going to chew on, things like that. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, that's my fear, is that they have a better choice of getting to things that could be harmful to them. Also, too, a lot of people, it's cold across the country, and we're heard from coast to coast right now. It's very, very cold out there. So what's your advice for people that are going to go for walks with their pets?
Yeah, if you're in an area where there's snow and ice, it's really important to be extra cautious in these poor conditions and monitor things like the wind chill. Because if you're cold, your pet may very well be cold also. And, there are some breeds, think about the Huskies, they thrive in the cold. They love it. They could be outside in the snow and not have a problem with it. But most other breeds don't feel that way, and they're going to be uncomfortable. So dress your pet warmly with a sweater, a jacket, and even some booties, which will help protect their paws from not only the snow and the ice, but also salt. Salt on the roads and trails can be dangerous to them. The other thing I would mention is this time of year, it does tend to get, it's darker more. So in the morning when you're walking them, in the evening when you're walking them, it's going to be darker. So you want to stick to well-lit trails, maybe even, think about high visibility gear or reflective gear for not only yourself, but also your pet. And always keep them on a leash, ideally a non-retractable leash, to make sure that they're safe.
Some great advice and very important information for the pet lovers across the country, both, not only on radio, but also that are tuned in on us with streaming. But can you give some final advice before you say goodbye?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. I think PCAholiday.com is a great resource. Thank you for bringing that up before, where they can get access to that 50% off one emergency exam now through January 9th. But I'd also mention for everyone, this is a great time of year to think about the new year coming, think about your pet's wellness and preventative care. Make sure your veterinary visits are up to date, your vaccines if they're needed, preventative care. See your veterinarian. If you need a veterinarian, VCA does also offer the first exam free for any new clients. And also Care Club, which Care Club is a preventative healthcare plan offered by VCA that works every single day. It offers unlimited exams and discounts, including free unlimited emergency and urgent care visits throughout the year. And you can learn more about it at VCAhospitals.com.
Dr. Susan Kimmel, thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Anytime. Thank you.
Hey, 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 hey. Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Donald Trump, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, and Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent announced $12 billion in one-time bridge payments to U.S. farmers who have been impacted by market disruptions and increased input costs this year. Wheat growers have endured another year of market adversity and rising input costs. The National Association of Wheat Growers is encouraged to see the Trump administration delivering much-needed assistance to farmers through a simple program for FSA to implement. Right now, timely assistance is critical for farms to make it to 2026. We look forward to working with Congress and the administration to build a policy and regulatory environment where family farms can thrive, not just survive, said Pat Clements, National Association for Wheat Growers President. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Hambrick.
So, give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. My cat's like going crazy over here for some reason. You know, earlier in the hour of the program, I'd mentioned people, and maybe with me getting older and everything, I look at things disheartening more than I ever have. And I just want to announce, because we do keep the news on here when we're doing the show live, so people are aware of what's going on if something happens. And right now, there's a shooting in Providence, Rhode Island, at Brown University, and so multiple people are shot, and they do not have the shooter, and people are supposed to, you know, stay in place. So hopefully, nobody died in that shooting. It's bad enough that they've been shot, but. I don't know what's going on with my cat. She stuck her claws right into my leg. She's like, attention to me. I don't know what's going on with her. But so anyway, I wanted to put that out there just in case people know anybody at Brown University. You may want to check on them. And but, you know, the way of the world, it seems to have been this way now for the last year, especially. So hopefully things will get better and people will find faith in the fact that we need to get along with each other, no matter what religion, race, ethnicity, you know, orientation that we are. We're all human beings and we all need to get along.
But when we were little kids, we didn't have to think about guns at school.
No, not when we were children.
Not when we were children. Something is
wrong. We had to worry about the back alley.
Something is wrong that little children just can't go to school.
Yeah,
I agree. So,
and I'm not a parent. I don't have any children. I just, it's got to be completely wrong.
No, it's just, it's sad that the direction that the world is going into, and it's not getting any better. So, I was actually talking to a friend of mine, my friend Scott, and I said, you know what?
Hey,
I'm tempted to run for politics.
Yeah, why not?
I really am. So
I think that's a great idea.
I've thought about it, but I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, 818-818-6401. That is the number, 818-818-6401. But I got an email this week, and it solidified that there are good people in the world, and not because of the fact that something's coming this way, but the fact of the gesture that was done. I've had a tough year, I'll be honest, financially. You know, peanut butter and jelly and spaghetti only go so far. And it's been a very, very hard time. And this email that I got says, John and crew, always a pleasure to listen to your show. Please send your address information to me. Julie and I would like to send a card your way. Perhaps it may be enough to purchase a pizza or something for you folks on the air in the studio.
Wow.
You folks do nothing but give. So here will be one back at you, Julie and John. And it's John, the professor, that calls into the program.
Wow, John.
Thank you, Julie and John.
So, yeah. And the pizza's here, just so
it's
you know.
Good too. Wow,
we had
okay.
A piece.
Yeah.
It was very good, really.
Let me get another slice. So.
But it's like when you read something like that and you hear something like that, it just. It makes a big difference. And then you look at the news and you see another shooting. Or you look at the heart of some people and you wonder if there's one in there. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's like the Grinch who stole Christmas every day. The world is not supposed to be that way. And maybe if we watched the animals in our lives, like our pets, maybe we would learn the meaning of unconditional love. And the meaning of joy and the meaning of giving back, because that's what our cats and dogs and our pets do for us. It's the holidays. We're supposed to be enjoying it. And for many people, it's not going to be enjoyable. And anybody that has kids going to Brown University, I hate to feel what they're going to be going through. So, again, we're human beings. We're supposed to be intelligent. Well, then, you know what? Stop thinking of yourselves and start thinking about other people, because that's what it's all about. And a Merry Christmas to everyone and a happy holiday. And I hope that 2026 ends up being a better year than this has been of 2025, because a lot of people have been harmed and a lot of bad things have happened. Mm-hmm. And that needs to change. So, look at your pets and look at the joy that's in their eyes. And what do? You give them a can of food. You give them a snack. You take them out for a walk. At the holiday, you buy them a Christmas present. Maybe that Christmas sweater for your dog or your cat or the little booties that they really need. And that is the joy that you're giving to that animal. But every day, that animal gives you joy. Unconditional joy. Big difference in what people are doing to people these days. We're the ones that are supposed to make a better world, the human beings on this planet. We're the stupid ones. We're not doing it. So look to the left, look to the right, look to the people that are sitting around you, and make a difference. Help them, because there's people that need help out there. I know that firsthand. From all of us in this hour of Talking Pets, Merry Christmas. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.